I've just discovered something. I'm a natural-born salesman. That's my proper niche.
Oh, that boy.
That boy.
That Brewster boy. Quaker Oats, truly America's super breakfast, brings you That Brewster Boy, written by Pauline Hopkins and starring Eddie Firestone Jr. Did you have your Quaker Oats today? It's an economical breakfast. It still costs less than half a cent a serving. Serve your family delicious, helpful Quaker Oats, America's super breakfast, regularly. This is the story of an average American family, the Brewsters. Of course, when we say average, we're talking about Mom, Dad, and Nancy. We can't quite reconcile the word average with Joey Brewster. Well, right now it's noon. Joe has had his lunch and is ready for school. And we hear him saying,
I'm leaving for school now, Mom. I finished lunch.
Joey, are you wearing your muffler? It's colder this afternoon.
Oh, Mom.
Now, I want you to keep your throat warm.
Oh, Mom, I don't need a muffler.
See you at the back door, Joey.
Okay. Oh, hello.
Is the lady of the house at home?
Yeah, but Mom's a pretty hard person to sell anything to.
Call her, Sonny. Just call her. I've got a little article here that sells itself.
It does?
It belongs in every home. One look at my begonia buttercutter and your mother
begonia
will...
Begonia buttercutter?
Call your mother, Sonny.
Okay. Mom. Mom, for you.
It's so simple to use, even a baby can work it.
Really?
Yes, Joey. Who?
How are you, madam? How do you do?
Oh.
I'll only take a minute of your time. I know you're a very busy person, no, but...
I'm sorry.
This will only take a minute.
But I have a cake in the oven, and
madam,
I really...
Madam, one look at this begonia buttercutter, and you'll forget your cake.
I'm sorry, but...
It's so simple to use, even a baby can work it.
But we haven't got a baby.
Now, madam, I can see that you're the artistic type.
I'm sorry,
look,
but...
Look, Mom, look. It cuts butter into the shape of flowers.
Begonias.
I'm sorry, but
Hey, Mom! Mom, begonias. Dad's favorite flower. That'd please Dad very much, Mom.
Oh, all right, all right. How much is it?
Only 50 cents, madam. 50 cents you'll never regret spending. An investment that'll last a lifetime.
All right. I'll get the 50 cents.
Well, thanks, Sonny. What a salesman you'd make.
Me?
That's right. You put the deal over. You're a natural-born salesman, Sonny.
I am?
Sure. If you ever want a job, look me up. I'll let you work my territory.
Here's the 50 cents.
Thank you, madam. And here's your begonia buttercutter. I am sure it will help you to live graciously. Good day.
So long.
Begonia buttercutter. Joey, why did you let me buy this thing?
Oh, it's a dinghy, Mom.
Well, run along to school.
Okay.
Joey, wait. Where's your muffler?
Oh, now, Mom, I don't...
I want you to keep your throat warm.
But, Mom, I always walk to school with Chuck.
What has your cousin got to do with it?
Well, you know Chuck doesn't talk much, so I do the talking.
Well?
And when I talk, my Adam's apple moves up and down, and that generates heat, and that keeps my throat warm. And that's why I don't need a muffler.
Oh, Joey. Well, I give up. I'm sold.
Sold? Hey, that man was right. I'm a natural-born salesman. I'm glad I'm walking home with you, Chuck.
Yeah?
'Cause you don't talk much. You don't talk much, Chuck. Chuck?
No. Feel low, huh, pal?
Ankle high.
Worm size.
Well, I may as well admit it, Chuck. I'm a failure. I'm a failure, Chuck.
At your age.
Gee, I stopped to talk to Miss Edmund, you know, our teacher, and she said, Joey, it looks like you'll be in my class next semester, too. You know what that means, Chuck.
Yeah. Plunkin'.
In February, everyone will pass up to the next grade but me, Chuck.
A failure.
You'll all stand out in the playground, and they'll raise the flag, and you'll all pledge allegiance, and the principal will talk about the world needing young minds, and then you'll all step up to the next grade. All but me.
Failure.
how am I going to tell my folks? Think of the disgrace. How am I going to tell them I won't pass in February? How would you tell them, Chuck? Chuck?
I'd put it off.
Yeah. Yeah, but I can't put it off forever. Oh, a failure.
At your age.
You're sure some cook, Mrs. Brewster.
Thank you, Phil. You know, Mother, I've never been able to decide whether Phil comes here because he loves me or your cooking.
Oh, Nancy.
Don't think to that, honey.
Hey, small fry, you're not eating much.
Yeah, you're very quiet this evening, son.
Dad?
Hmm?
What does the world think of a failure?
A failure? Well, son, I don't believe there is such a thing as a failure. Man might fail at one thing and find he can be very successful at another. Just a matter of finding your proper niche. Pass the butter, please.
That's butter in front of you, Dad.
Oh? Is this to eat? I thought it was just to look pretty.
You can blame Joey. He sold me on a begonia butter cutter.
Yeah. The man said I'm a natural-born salesman, and he... Hey, salesman. My proper niche.
But, Joey, you can't give up school.
I'm never going back. I got in touch with that salesman, and he's letting me work his territory.
Do your folks know?
Not yet, but I'm a natural-born salesman. I'll sell him on the idea.
Think you can sell the truant officer?
I can sell anyone. Well, I gotta leave you here, Chuck. This house is in my territory.
What'll I tell our teacher?
Don't tell her anything, Chuck. Chuck?
What if she asked me?
Jeepers, if she can get anything out of you, she's pretty good. Well, so long. Hey, you won't tell, will you, Chuck? Chuck?
I shook no.
Oh.
Yes? Oh, hello, Joey.
Good morning, Mrs. Lee. I've got a little article here that belongs in every home. It's simple to use. Even a baby can work it.
A begonia butter cutter?
Hey, how'd you guess?
A man sold me one yesterday.
Well, You ought to have two, Mrs. Lee. And then if anything happens to one, you can still make begonias out of your butter.
I don't think there's any danger of anything happening to it, Joey.
Yeah, but Mrs. Lee, with two cutters, you can have a bouquet of begonias.
Well, just a minute. Wait here, Joey.
Okay. Going for a purse. What a super salesman. Yeah, it's my proper niche, all right.
Here, Joey.
Huh?
I've changed my mind. I don't want this butter cutter.
But, Mrs. Lee...
Take it and sell it to someone else.
Yeah, but I...
And then when you sell it, you can bring me the 50 cents. Goodbye, Joey.
Mrs. Lee! Oh, now I got two begonia butter cutters. Well, no use getting discouraged. I'll try the next house.
Hello, Joey. I was just coming up to ring your bell.
Yeah?
Cold out here on the porch.
I can't go inside, Chuck.
Huh?
I can't face my family.
What are all those things?
Begonia butter cutters.
But you only had one this morning.
I got 25 now. Instead of buying any more, they all returned those they had.
Gosh.
Now I owe 50 cents to 25 people. Chuck, I owe 50 cents to 25 people. Chuck?
$12.50.
I'm no salesman.
A failure.
Yep.
Joey, do I hear your voice out there?
Yeah, Nancy.
Mother isn't home yet. She's knitting at the Red Cross. Oh, hello, Chuck.
Do you think Mom will be home soon, Nancy?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hello, Nancy.
I said hello.
Oh.
Joey, your teacher phoned.
My teacher?
And Miss Edmund. She left word for Mother to phone her in the morning.
She did?
Have you been up to something, Joey? Has he, Chuck? Chuck?
Well?
Never mind. I haven't time to wait for the answer. I have to start dinner. Come on in, Joey.
Yeah, in a minute. Miss Edmund phoned.
One of the kids saw you selling those things.
Oh, jeepers. Mom will phone her in the morning and she'll tell Mom about my flunking.
Yeah.
I won't be able to face them. Oh, Chuck, I'm a disgrace to my family. There's only one thing left for me to do.
What?
Run away.
Run away?
Tonight. At midnight. At midnight, Chuck.
I'll be here.
Chuck! You mean you're coming with me? You coming with me, Chuck?
We're pals.
Well, sure, only...
Where you go, I go.
Okay, Chuck, tonight at midnight, we'll leave home forever. We'll face the world together.
So Joey and Chuck are going to face the world together. Well, in just a minute, we'll learn just how much facing they do and how much of the world they see. But before that happens, I would like to call your attention to a statement of great importance. Recently, our Dr. Frank L. Gunderson, eminent biochemist and one of the nation's leading authorities on nutrition, said,
"The United States government, doing all it can to improve the nation's health, has, through its national nutritional program, urged all of us to eat more whole grain foods. Certainly, it is very important that all of us include plenty of whole grain foods in our diet. I'd like to point out that one of the most economical, one of the most accessible whole grain foods is whole grain oatmeal. It may never have occurred to you, you may even be surprised to learn that one of the finest whole grain foods is oatmeal. Oatmeal, as used in Quaker Oats, is strictly a whole grain food. Probably because the bran in oatmeal is so bland, so soft, so palatable, you've never thought of oatmeal as a whole grain food. But that's just what it is. As a matter of fact, it is a delicious form of whole grain food. Oatmeal, as used in Quaker Oats, contains all the whole grain goodness as well as the whole grain benefits. You mothers can be sure that oatmeal is one form in which your family will welcome a whole grain food. Oatmeal, as used in Quaker Oats, is an ideal way for you mothers to make sure that your family gets the whole grain food it needs. Whole grain oatmeal is a rich source of vitamin B1, the great anti-fatigue vitamin, the morale vitamin so widely deficient in American foods. And that vitamin is of prime importance if there are youngsters in your family. Vitamin B1 is an absolute necessity for the normal growth of children. Now, whole grain oatmeal contains phosphorus and iron for rich red blood. Whole grain oatmeal leads all other whole grain cereals and proteins needed to help build muscle and repair the daily wear and tear on body tissues. Whole grain oatmeal is one of the richest sources of food energy or body fuel for the day's work. Now, this combination of important food elements makes whole grain oatmeal, as used in Quaker Oats, one of the most healthful foods you can eat. If every mother in America served whole grain oatmeal regularly, I believe we should have healthier individuals, healthier families, and a healthier nation.
Well, Joey has made a decision, and he seems to be going ahead with his plans. Right now, he's in his room, reading a note he has just written.
And so, there's nothing else left for me to do. I don't want to disgrace my family. I can't come back until I find my proper niche. Goodbye, Mom, Dad, Nancy. I'll always love you. Joey. P.S. I carried out the ashes. Well, now I gotta go downstairs and say goodbye to them. Only they won't know it's goodbye. Well, gotta be careful not to let them suspect anything.
You better giggle when you call me that.
Oh, here's Joey. Maybe he wants to help.
Yeah, come on out to the kitchen and help us make some fudge, Joey.
All right. I'm going to bed early tonight.
You're not sick, are you, Sprout?
Why, I guess not, Phil.
Well, come on, Phil. It's getting late.
Nancy, wait.
Well?
I just want to look at you.
What?
You're a very pretty girl, Nancy.
Well, thanks, darling.
Why, the rose is small fry.
Phil, you'll always take care of my sister, won't you?
Say, what is this?
Promise me, Phil, please.
Okay, Joey, I'll love and honor her until death do us part. How's that?
You left out the obey by mistake.
Not by mistake.
Hey.
Come on, we'll save some fudge for you, Joey.
See you later, Joey.
They don't realize it. They'll probably never see me again.
So, Dad, I finished knitting those gloves.
Where's the sports section, Mother?
Well, I don't know, dear. Here's Joey. Ask him.
Joey, you've been messing with this paper.
No, sir. Mom, I came to say good night.
Good night, dear. I finished knitting the gloves, Dad.
Mom, do you mind if I kiss you goodnight?
Of course not, dear. Sleep well. I finished knitting those gloves, Dad, and then
good night,
I put
Dad.
Them down.
Good night, son. When the people in this house read my paper, why can't
Dad,
they...
I want you to know that I realize a fella couldn't have a better father.
Thank you, Joey. Mother, why don't you tell him to be more careful with my paper?
Well, I...
Mom, always remember that I kissed you goodnight.
Yes, dear. I spent 2 weeks on those gloves.
Well, it doesn't
Dad,
take very much time to put the paper back together.
Goodbye, Mom. Goodbye, Dad. Oh, how many miles do you think we've walked, Chuck? Chuck?
Two.
Hey, here comes a car. Quick, hide behind this tree.
Think they may be looking for us?
Yeah, they've probably notified the police.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you got wrapped up in that towel, Chuck?
Toothbrush.
What else?
Harmonica.
What else?
Cheese sandwich.
Oh. I took a toothbrush, a rabbit's foot, and Mom's picture.
Car's gone.
Okay, we can go on now.
I'm tired.
Hey, did you leave a note, Chuck? Chuck?
Yeah.
Mine was 2 pages long. How long was yours, Chuck?
2 words.
2 words? What'd you say?
With Joey.
Oh. Hey, Doc, here comes another car.
Look, the sign on top, police.
Cops.
Yeah.
Hey, we're sort of fugitives from the law, Chuck. We ought to get disguises. Beards, huh? You think we could grow beards, Chuck? Chuck?
No, but...
Oh, poor Mom. She's going to take it awful hard. I guess your mother will too, huh, Chuck?
Cry.
Yeah. Well, police car's gone. Come on.
I'm tired.
We got a long way to go yet.
Where'll we sleep?
We can't sleep until we get far away. Then we'll take turns. One of us will stay awake all the time.
You.
Hey, it's raining. It's raining, Chuck.
It always rains when I run away.
Jeepers, have you run away before?
Lots.
This is my first time.
I'm tired.
Hey, quit saying that. Hey, Chuck, look. A gas station. And there's a truck parked there.
We can hitch a ride.
Yeah, I bet that truck could take us far away.
Come on.
Hey, the driver isn't around.
We'll climb in back, huh?
Hey, now, careful. Don't let anyone see you.
They're inside the gas station.
Okay, I'll climb in. Come on, Chuck. Grab my hand.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah. Boy. Huh? Dry in here anyway.
Yeah.
I wonder where the driver's going. Far away, do you suppose? Maybe a way out to the coast, huh? Huh, Chuck? Hey, Chuck, don't go to sleep.
Tired.
No, we don't dare go to sleep. We gotta wait until the driver comes out. And then we gotta see where he's headed for, Chuck. Chuck? Oh, sleeping. Well, I gotta stay awake. But I guess I could close my eyes for a few minutes. Just for a few minutes. Hey, the truck. It's moving. Jeepers, it's morning. We've been riding all night on this truck. Hey, Chuck. Chuck, wake up, Chuck.
Oh.
Wake up.
Huh?
Look, it's morning.
Oh.
I don't know where we are. We've been riding all night long.
Pretty country.
Yeah.
Maybe we're out to the coast.
Hey, maybe this is California. No. No, it's still raining.
Well, maybe it's California.
Yeah, maybe.
Pretty country.
Gee, look at the trees.
And the houses.
Hey, you sure see a lot when you run away from home, don't you, Chuck?
Yep.
Hey, we're coming to a town.
A big town.
Yeah, much bigger than ours.
Look at the smoke.
Gee, I bet it's a busy place.
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck, I'm hungry.
So am I.
Where's that cheese sandwich?
Gone.
Gone? What happened to it?
I woke up during the night.
Jeepers. I'll bet the folks didn't sleep last night. Poor Mom. I hope she isn't worrying. I'll bet Nancy's crying. Well, Phil will take care of her. And Dad must be driving around looking for us.
Joey.
Yeah?
The truck's slowing down.
Hey, it is.
It's stopping.
Hey, we gotta be careful and not let the driver see us.
He's getting out.
Yeah. Chuck!
Huh?
Look!
What?
The driver. It's Mr. Barnes.
Mr. Barnes?
He lives across the street from us. This is his truck. I recognize it now.
His truck?
This is our town, Chuck.
Huh?
Look! There's my house across the street.
Gosh.
Oh, jeepers, we're right back where we started from.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, come on. Hurry, Chuck.
Okay.
Come on, we gotta beat it before anyone sees us.
Where?
Where? We're running away again.
We are?
Oh, hurry.
Hey, your door's opening.
It's Dad.
Getting the morning paper.
Oh, I bet he didn't sleep all night. Come on, Chuck, run.
Joey.
Yay.
He sees us.
Joey, come in.
Yes, sir.
Come on in the house. I want to talk to you. And right now.
Chuck.
I'm leaving you, pal.
Are you going home?
I'm hungry.
Joey.
Oh, jeepers, Chuck. I failed at this, too. At running away from home.
Joey?
Yes, sir.
Oh, so long, Joey.
So long.
Come up here.
Yeah, I'm coming, Dad. Oh, I guess Mom's hysterical.
Come on inside.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Joey, I've been on that telephone all morning.
Yeah, I knew you'd worry, Dad. I knew Mom would be hysterical, but...
Oh,
I...
Joey, good morning.
Oh, Mom.
It's the first time in weeks I haven't had to call you down to breakfast.
Huh?
Oh, Joey, look at your clothes. They look as though they've been slept in all night.
Mom!
Can't you hang them up before you go to bed?
Mom, didn't you miss me?
Miss you, son?
Yeah, I ran away.
What?
Joey.
I couldn't disgrace you. I failed at school, Mom.
Nonsense.
That's why I ran away, because I'm a failure.
Now, Joey.
I ran away so I could find my proper niche, Dad.
Now, son.
Miss Edmund said I'd be in her class next semester, too.
Naturally, Miss Edmund has been promoted to the class ahead.
She... Mom.
And when she told me about it, she said that you were one of her best pupils.
I... She... You mean... Yay.
So you see, son, that's your proper niche. That's where you belong, in school.
There's the phone again.
You answer it this time, Mother.
All right, Dad.
So you ran away from home?
Yes, sir. I left a note, but you... Hey, Dad.
Well?
I put the note in my pocket to leave on the hall table when I sneaked away.
And it's still in your pocket.
Yes, sir.
Let me have it.
Yes, sir.
Dear folks, I'm a failure.
You see, Dad, I thought I failed at school, and then I failed as a salesman, and now I failed at running away.
Dad, Dad, it was about those begonia butter cutters.
Oh, jeepers.
Joey, the phone's been ringing all morning. People calling about you owing them 50 cents.
Yeah, Mom.
And, Joey, my kitchen table is full of begonia butter cutters.
Yeah, I know, Mom.
What are you going to do with them? And who's going to pay for them?
I will, Mother.
Dad?
Oh, but, Dad, Joey...
That's all right, Mother. Joey, get those begonia butter cutters and take them down to the basement.
Yes, sir.
Dad, he owes for 25 of them.
All right, Mother.
At 50 cents apiece.
Yes, Mother. Take them down to the basement, Joey.
Oh... You're wonderful, Dad.
And, Joey, take my begonia butter cutter along with the rest.
Yeah, okay, Mom. Oh, jeepers, it's good to be home again. You'll never know.
But, Dad, 25 of them.
I know, dear.
At 50 cents apiece.
Yeah.
Well, don't you mind paying for the 25 begonia butter cutters?
Mother, here's the note he forgot to leave.
No.
Mm-hmm, listen. I've got to be a success like you, Dad. You made the Brewster name a name of honor. I want to carry on in your footsteps.
Oh.
No, Mother. No, I don't mind paying for the 25 begonia butter cutters.
Joey Brewster will return in just a minute to give us a tip on what the Brewster family has in store for us next week. I know none of you ladies who have the job of running the household on a budget and at the same time serving your family delicious, healthful meals is going to argue with me when I say food prices have gone up. Yes, and nowadays it sometimes takes some head-scratching and fingernail-biting to make things come out even. And right there is where I step in with a very timely suggestion. Why not serve delicious, healthful Quaker Oats at your home regularly? Everybody likes that grand flavor. And, of course, you know that Quaker Oats is made 100% of whole grain oatmeal. It's a whole grain food, and whole grain foods are recommended by the United States government. But to get back to that question of cost, delicious, healthful Quaker Oats still cost less than half a cent a serving. The regular size package of delicious Quaker Oats gives you 20 generous servings. And the big economical package gives you 48 generous servings. So tomorrow, ask your grocer for the big economical package of delicious, healthful Mother's Oats or Quaker Oats. Serve your family a healthful whole grain breakfast. America's super breakfast every day. Well, I guess Santa Claus will visit the Brewsters next week, and we'll probably hear Joey say something like this.
Mom, guess what's happened?
Now, Joey, dear, don't get so excited.
But, Mom, what an honor. They elected me.
Me, Mom?
Elected you what, dear?
I guess it's because I have such a deep voice.
And Joey.
Mom, just think. I'm going to be Santa Claus.
Be sure to tune in again next Monday night at this time for another enjoyable evening with that Brewster boy. And meanwhile, be sure to ask your grocer for Quaker Oats, truly America's super breakfast. The original music on this program was created and conducted by Glenn Welding.
You're listening to The Glowing Dial with your hosts, Big John and Steve.